This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
They sound like good girls, they just want kebab.
It is the Touchline Rant Podcast. I'm DJ Willy, and we're coming to you live from the studio. I love football, it makes me feel good.
Oh.
I should be good at football, but I am not. I just cannot kick the ball into the net. I am a footballer, you can forget to bet on. I always miss the goals. I am not as good as Paul Scholes. He played for Man United, I learned that today. Give it up for Cassie and Luke!
Hey!
Night night, everyone.
And that's the end of the podcast. That might be our best intro yet.
There's no way that we can get better than that.
We did actually...
He's back again. No,
we did actually teach DJ Willy who Paul Scholes was
we
today.
We did.
Do we want to admit the only thing he knew about Paul Scholes?
The only thing DJ Willy knew about Paul Scholes was that his DJ Willy made an appearance.
That is very, very true.
I'm named after him.
That's right.
The one and only footballer he knows.
Yeah, that's it. We're back. I can't remember what episode we are now. 229.
Mitch
like
is going to be so mad at you if you get the numbers wrong.
229. I'm going to say, I don't even know if that's right. It is right. I went for it. I shot with 229.
You went for it.
And I hit the target. 229 of the Touchline Rant podcast. We are going to start this week with the news headlines, DJ Willy.
You got the news headlines. All right, here we go with the news. The news headlines. You can talk now.
You go first.
This has gone terribly. This is the first time we've done this. First, the news headlines. Liverpool have spent 3 months slagging off Newcastle, now only to be begging every oil baron on earth to come out and buy their shitty football club.
World Cup squad's been announced. We're talking about more of that later. Joe Linton will be at home. Picking up an extra shift as a ball boy or doing some shit that he does up at that no good club of his.
Southampton have given Hasenhüttl the Hasenbüttl.
Ba-boom.
Alrighty then.
Aston Villa stunned Manchester United in Emery's first win.
Oh, I'm sorry that one hurt, didn't it? And finally, Sepp Blatter has pointed out the complete obvious in finally admitting that sending the World Cup to Qatar was the worst decision he's made. Well done. Thank you for that, Captain
nothing.
Obvious.
I got nothing. I don't get fucking any information. Nothing.
Sepp Blatter is such a fucking dick.
I know.
He's such a dick.
I'm almost more annoyed that he's come out now and said, yeah, you know what, it was the wrong decision, because it's like, we know.
It's no surprise that he's come out and said this after he's got off his court case.
No. Yeah.
The man is just a rich white dude and I hate him. I hate him.
We all do. We can all unite. I know you and the Newcastle fans are having a Barney this week, but we can all come together in knowing that we all hate Sepp Blatter.
We can.
Let's all join hands.
Listen, Newcastle fans, okay? Listen, you and I have been through a lot, okay?
Today has been a big day with Luke and the Newcastle fans.
This one especially goes out to @GDPlaster on Twitter. Listen, all of you, okay? We need to bind together. We need... My mum doesn't think I'm a weirdo with shite toes.
That's not what Twitter heard.
No, that's not what Twitter said. Listen, you have to be honest here. You are a small club, but you know when you're just the only club in your city, man. Do you know what I mean?
I'm fully expecting you not to show up to next week's podcast because the entire population of Newcastle City is
no one in Newcastle can afford the train down yet. No one.
Oh shit. Should we move on to the World Cup squads quickly?
Yeah, go on. World Cup squad were announced. My favourite thing up until Newcastle fans came into my life was watching the videos of players reacting to them being named in the World Cup squads. It's beautiful.
It's precious. It's the footballing equivalent of Christmas adverts.
It is. It's stunning.
And for me, Richarlison was the John Lewis.
Do you know what's interesting?
That was lovely.
Richarlison was stunning. His reaction to it. Anthony sat there in his Brazil top.
Oh.
And all his family around him wearing his United shirt. With
Did
his
you
name
watch
on the
that video though? It looks like he sat, like, no offense to anyone who lives there in this kind of setup, but it looks like he sat in a council flat.
Yeah, it does.
Where is he?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he is.
Richarlison is sat in some like £30 million mansion with about 20 of his nearest and dearest. Anthony looks like he sat in Newport.
Yeah, Newcastle.
Newcastle.
We can't have all... Right, what other cities are there or places are there that start with new that we can also fuck off?
Newquay.
Thank you, DJ
Willie.
Nothing
but fucking dolphins and cliffs. There's nothing there.
Oh, Newquay's lovely. Good fish and chips.
It is, but the people are...
There are other seaside towns available.
I went to Newquay, actually, this summer, and it was one of the most blissful holidays of my entire life.
Oh, it is lovely. What a lovely... This is now the travel segment
it is
of the
best.
Podcast.
Out of the new places, I think that's... Unless you're talking New South Wales in Australia, because I've been there too, and that's stunning.
We'll go. So we're just going to refer back to our ranking board of towns and cities starting with new.
Yeah,
we're going to put Newcastle bottom, though, right?
Newcastle are right. Oh, okay. Definitely. I mean, they're used to fucking being there anyway. So it's for Newcastle at the bottom, then Newport, Newquay. UK based. It hits up, listeners. At a touchline rant. What city or town or village? Starting with the word new.
Do you think
we should profile? Potentially visit. There's
It's just in, I got 9 facts about Newquay.
Nice.
Ooh.
Alright, here we go, 9 facts. Located on the north coast of Cornwall, Newquay is just 12 miles from Truro. The easy access to the town means it's a lovely place to visit on a day out. And with its upbeat vibe, Newquay is fantastic for young people and old people.
Ooh. I mean, should we just establish I was talking about Newquay, South Wales, or West Wales in this case, not Cornwall.
You can apply to both.
I mean, one's not in Cornwall, but we'll go with it. That was a good...
No, there's a Newquay in Cornwall. I went on holiday there. I really did.
How was it, DJ Willie?
It was okay.
That was where you got that tag on your ankle one.
Nah, what happened was it was this 18 to 30s campsite called Smuggler's Haven. Basically, at the time, we didn't order. It was for chaps. And in the middle of the night, the entire campsite got evacuated because a load of chaps decided it would be really funny to lift up their caravan. And they dropped it and the gas canister exploded. And that's my other Newquay fact.
This took a turn. Maybe Newquay is below Newcastle.
Yeah, maybe we need... Have you got more facts? Can you drop us another fact?
Let's have a look. Oh, here we go.
This is a clincher on Newquay now, on the league table position.
In 1801, over 200 years ago, the town of Newquay just had 1,300 inhabitants. Now Newquay has a population of over 20,000 people. During the summer months, the numbers swell up to about 100,000 as holidaymakers descend on the popular seaside town to soak up the sun and, of course, to surf the waves.
Wow. Thank you, DJ Willie. While we're having a quick chat about the World Cup squad, can you maybe find out if any footballers have ever come from Newquay?
I got you on it. And all if right. I do, I'll chime in, okay?
So, we'll flip back while DJ Willie's doing his bit. World Cup squads. Not everyone's obviously announced just yet. We've still got Wales and England to come this week.
They're the ones that I'm most intrigued by.
100%. I mean, there's a lot been said on the England squad.
Do you think Maguire will get there?
I think he will. Do I think that's the right decision? No, I do not.
I would argue that Ben Mee should be in there over Harry Maguire.
I argue that I should be in there over Harry Maguire.
I think you'd do a good job. Even if it's just for morale.
Come on, lads. We can do it.
You could be the England equivalent of Chris Gunter.
Aww.
or David Cottrell.
I think that might
back in the Euro squad. Yeah, for different reasons.
That might be the nicest thing anyone said to me, comparing me to Chris Gunter.
Yeah, I think Chris Gunter, he's integral. He's integral to that squad. I like the fact
absolute
that
absolute dog shit. We love you, Chris.
Yeah, he's what I love about him is that Rob Page has essentially already confirmed he's going to be in the squad by saying, we built this squad. He's part of this squad. And also Johnny Williams, because they were like, they're both playing in League Two. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Do you know what,
they're also
going
to both come to the World Cup.
The Wales squad is the equivalent. You know, when you go, you're like in a sports team when you're in school and you go on tour and you're like, why are they bringing that fella along? Oh, I know he's not very good, but he's good on the. He's a good laugh on the beers.
There's a lot of the players.
It's just the morale.
I adore Wales. And
he's good. He knows every aspect of this game.
They've got world-class players. Yeah, they've got Gareth Bale. They've got world-class players.
We have one world-class player.
Ramsey is very good. He's no good. Gareth Bale.
He knows every aspect of this game.
Exactly. Font of knowledge. The thing I love most about the Welsh squad, though, is a lot of those players. Imagine being Kylian Mbappe or Neymar, and they're rocking up, and Chris Gunter, and they what I imagine watching them training and being like, why is he here? He's here. And the only answer that I would
did
give
he
back,
win a competition?
Yeah, Chris Gunter just like flipping him off and just being like, fuck you, that's why I'm here.
Chris, want to go?
How many games have you ever played for Reading?
Imagine explaining to Mbappe where Reading is.
Yeah, literally just be like,
it's essentially a town in the UK that we made up halfway between Cardiff, Bristol and London.
It literally, the town of Reading, is it a city? DJ Willie, is Reading a town or a city?
Yeah. I'll find out now for you.
Thank you. That's two research points he's got.
Actually, going back to your previous, I've got a couple of footballers who are actually from Newquay.
Okay, right. Let's have a look.
Let's see how this stacks up.
There are only three footballers who have ever played in the Premiership, okay? three players are Nigel Martin. He played in the World Cup against the Greece qualifier in 2001. Do you know him?
Yeah, Nigel Martin played for Leeds.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Nigel Martin. He was born in Newquay.
Yeah, he was born in Newquay.
Wow.
Yeah. A guy called Ray Bowden, basically, he was born in 1909.
I'm not familiar. Sorry, DJ.
No way that man played in
the English League. First Division title. And then another guy called Jack Cook, who was born in 1893 and died in 1966. And he's played for 11 different league teams. And that is my next Newquay fact.
I think, DJ Willie, you might need to check, just for your own personal knowledge, when the Premier League began.
It was so funny.
There's maybe a continuity error.
When does it begin? I don't know.
The Premier League started in 1992.
Oh, man, Lucilio the Jurassic Park being edited before it came out in 93.
Wow, okay. Well, that's a weirdly niche fact. Okay, I'm going to move on to the Brazil squad being picked for the World Cup. There's some big names being left. I mean, when you look at the Brazil squad and the people being left out, and you go, that is mayhem. Yeah. But then you look at the squad they've picked.
Yeah.
God, it's ridiculous.
There's a lot of strength in depth. The only solace I find in that Brazil squad, knowing that, in my opinion, you know, because Wales have got to beat these people on the way to winning the World Cup.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
So, it's the idea of coming up against Brazil. The only thing I can say is agey. A lot of those players are 30 or late, you know, they're aging.
I agree.
And Thiago Silva is like 36, 37.
But then is that what you want from a cup squad? That kind of like well-run, well-rehearsed, they know how to play in a big final. Yeah. You know, it's kind of, you look at the German squad when they won it the last, that was very much, it was an aging squad. They were kind of all coming to the end of their careers, but they were so well-rehearsed in winning games like that.
Yeah, they are very, very nuanced at football.
Absolutely. I know everyone's quite upset about Joel Linton not being picked. Yeah. But the one that got me was Firmino.
Yeah, I think Firmino, I mean, people, for me, but again, I'm sorry, he just happened to play for Newcastle. this isn't me having a dig. Genuinely. I don't understand Joe Linton. I don't understand him as a footballer. I don't know what he is. Because apparently he's a striker. but he plays better as a centre mid. But he can't tackle.
Yeah.
So, and he can't. He's not really a prolific goal scorer. I don't know what he does. Because in my head, I'm like, well, what position do you play?
It's very easy, isn't it, to look at Newcastle this season and go, well, how hasn't he been picked for this Brazil squad? Yeah. But then when you look at the likes that have been picked, like I said, I'm puzzled over the Firmino kind of decision.
Yeah, yeah, he should be.
But, you know, you've got Jesus, Martinelli, Richarlison, Anthony. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. Like,
yeah.
You've got some well. You
also, Neymar.
Neymar. Like, sorry.
Neymar, Casemiro. Thiago Silva, you probably like.
You're telling me
squad.
13 games with Newcastle, I mean, and all of a sudden you need to be picked for the Brazil World Cup squad? I'm not sure.
I'd argue you take out the fact, the position or anything, you just view all footballers and rate them out of 100. So yeah. you're playing like top trumps. Two of the ones who I would argue are probably in the top 20 best players in the world are both goalkeepers, and they're both Brazilian. So you got Alisson and Ederson there, and you're like, it's almost unfair. It's almost like you want to play Ederson as a wing back just so you can play him. Because like, it's distribution. Just like, you just stand there, we're going to give you the ball, and you just twat it.
You know, apparently, when Bale was in school in Whitchurch, he was so good, they made him play with his other foot because he was too good. That's essentially what we're suggesting that Brazil do. Like, you got, that's unfair.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, make one of your keepers play as a wing back.
Not unheard of in Whitchurch, that, but usually it's because someone's been shot.
That was my school, man.
Oh, DJ Willie, what went wrong?
I remember when he used to play, actually. We used to have to go out at lunchtime and watch him play when he was doing his tryouts. And the only reason, it is another little news thing.
It's a great feature.
We only got the AstroTurf in that school because of him. It was because he was doing so well, we got the school AstroTurf. But for the first year, none of us were allowed to go on it because the Welsh squad were practicing on it. Until one day we managed to go on it. And the first time I did it, I actually played cricket and I tripped over and scraped my knee. And from that point on, we never wanted to play it ever again because it hurt.
That was a hell of an insight.
DJ Willie with the news this week.
He's really excelled himself this week.
Should we jump into the Champions League and Europa League?
Yeah, let's do it. DJ Willie, could you get us the Champions League draws, please?
The draws.
The
okay.
Champions League. It would be round of 32 fixtures.
Yeah. Not 32 fixtures. We'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Draws or fixtures.
Just search the Champions next League fixtures.
It'll come up. Oh, we've got to be specific. While we're waiting for that, obviously we'd be fools not to kind of tip Brazil for a potential win. But interestingly, Argentina have been predicted to win the World Cup using one of these kind of simmed matches by FIFA, I believe, which correctly predicted the winners in 2010, 2014 and 2018.
Oh, it's like that fucking octopus
again. I mean,
again.
That's worth a tenner. Paul the Octopus is back.
That's worth
a couple of quid though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would feel, if Argentina win the World Cup, I'd feel like everything is right with the world. Messi retires with a World Cup medal.
Yeah, absolutely.
He deserves a World Cup medal. He deserves everything, Lionel Messi.
If our home nations can't win it, then yeah, let's be honest, it'd be a lovely one for Argentina. It's a good one for the neutral, as they say.
I mean, he can have DJ Willie if he wants.
I'd trade DJ Willie for that.
But Lionel Messi. Yeah. It depends on how good
he
is.
When you say fixtures now, do you mean results? Is that what
No.
So just Champions League fixtures. So search Champions League round of 16 fixtures.
Right, okay.
That'll get it.
If he doesn't get it, I have them.
Round
of 16.
Ah, here we go. Yeah, I got you.
Fixtures.
Oh, God. So that's basically what the scores is, yeah? Or who's playing? What games are
they're
coming
up? Which games are coming up, yeah?
Yeah, and, which and games are coming
up? You're waiting for Champions League, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Can we have the fixtures, please, DJ Willie?
We haven't specified year.
I got my fixtures music.
Go on, then.
All right, here we go. I've never heard it before, but I'm
just going to try it.
All right. Here we go, alright, the fixtures! Here we go, coming up, you've got the fixtures. I don't know what a fixture is, I've only just heard about it, but I'm going to try my best to figure out what the fixtures mean. Alright, so you've got round of 16, okay?
Yeah.
On the 14th of February, 23, PSG against Bayern, is that right?
That's right.
That's right.
14th of February 2023, Milan versus Tottenham.
Yes.
Can't wait for that one.
Come on, boys.
We've got Club Rouge, Brugge against Benfica. That's on the 15th of February 2023. Tickets available now. On the 15th of February, you've got Dortmund versus Chelsea. That's also on the 15th. The same time, but a different place, I assume. Then on the 21st, you've got Liverpool against Real Madrid. Yeah. And then you've got Eintracht Frankfurt versus Napoli. Napoli. You see? Bonjour. That's French. Okay, then you've got RB Leipzig against Man City. That's on the 21st. Now, there are still tickets available for that one. Then you've got Inter against Porto. I don't know who that is. But that's on the 22nd. The same time, man. It must have been a different stadium, I hope. Then, round two of two, you've got Chelsea against Dortmund. You've got Benfica against Club Brugge. That's right again. Bayern against PSG. Tottenham against Milan. Porto against Inter. Man City against RB Leipzig. Napoli against Eintracht Frankfurt. And Real Madrid against Liverpool on the 15th. That's happening. That's the fixtures. That's what's going on. I don't really know what a fixture is, but thank you for the fixture!
Oh, guys, I just need a moment because I'm actually crying. I don't know what was better there, the pronunciation.
I know the Newquay facts. Did you know that Newquay is famous for its surfing, surfboarding, and is host to the yearly festival, which is called Boardmasters? That's where Newquay is famous for.
Thank you, DJ Willie.
Oh, I needed that little bit of respite with the Newquay fact.
I needed that.
DJ Willie trying to pronounce RB Leipzig.
Also, the idea that maybe two Champions League fixtures could potentially be played in one stadium at the same time.
That's the same time again. Hopefully different stadium.
Like when you play five-a-side and you kind of got to go different ends of the pitch and the ball goes, oh, it's just, yeah, fantastic.
I think it's because of the wind, isn't it?
Wind.
If you're born on one side, you think, hey, that ain't fair. No, then not. Swap sides.
I feel like we've improved football with this idea. Imagine how much better those fixtures would be if you had two games simultaneously.
Wait. Hold everything. Right. I got myself the best idea ever. Okay?
Okay, hit us.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, now, obviously.
The better the teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. The heavier the football.
Okay, so the higher up the lift. Ooh, so basically you could then, in this situation...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's a good match, you know, it's going to be good. Let's give them a bit of a challenge. So let's make the ball really heavy.
Fill it
up with, like, rice or, you know, lead.
So what we need to do then is
rice or lead.
Rice or lead.
It's the heaviest of the two. I got some rice and lead next to my feet. I got
which is the heavy?
Work later. Yeah. And I work primarily with rice and lead.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
There is main tools.
Again, we've improved the sport.
We have improved. What you need to do is work out a ranking system.
Yeah.
Because if it's Chelsea, say, like, out of those fixtures, those Champions League fixtures, Liverpool versus Real Madrid, it's got the heaviest ball.
Oh, without a doubt. That's the lead one.
Or like, wherever the game is being held, the thing that is inside the ball has to rhyme with the hosts. So if it's Man United, you would have... can't figure something else to do that is right now. Head. Someone's head. Chelsea. Yeah. The sea. Some water from the sea. We'll have to go in there. Hot spur.
What about PSG?
Please don't finish the Spurs one.
I'm not going to, don't you worry. PSG. What does PSG stand for?
Paris Saint-Germain.
So Pastor of Paris. Pastor of Paris. You put it in the ball, you wait for it to harden, and that thing will be ready to go when the game begins.
PSG versus Bayern should have a hard
FIFA,
ball.
FIFA, if you're listening, rather than go to penalties and extra time, we suggest this.
Wait. Hang on. I've got it. Okay. When we go into extra time,
okay,
to make it a bit more difficult, instead of just extra time, extra balls. Because then you've got more chance of scoring the goals.
How many balls are we talking?
And at what interval?
Well, you know, on extra time.
Because you can't, I don't want
they
all
throw
balls.
They're throwing a ball every 10 seconds and you watch.
10 seconds?
I get the feeling DJ Willie doesn't know how long extra time is.
I do. I don't.
Can we, DJ Willie, can we have an estimate on how long you think extra time is?
Right, okay then. Let me give you
a bit of 15 spec.
15 minutes, isn't it? 15 minutes and a half or something.
Oh,
it is, isn't it?
Half an hour.
I'm shocked.
But splitting
that
15 minutes. Yeah.
But so half an hour and you're sticking by your new ball every 10 second rule.
Yeah, balls everywhere.
Canati at one point is just on the floor, absolutely drowning in balls.
Games are literally going to finish 90 minutes, 0-0. And then by the end of extra time, the commentators will be like, we don't fucking know anymore. We can't see the pitch. For
that's
the balls.
When you put counters at the side of the goal, so you know it's like counting up. Like
it would get to the point where the pitch, you can see the balls, but you can't see the pitch. It could be like, right, it's 100 to them, it's 90 to them. I mean, I'd pay to see it.
No one knows what's happening.
I reckon what they should do is every few minutes they should introduce a new player to the pitch.
I love it.
Yes,
add
or
a new
from
one.
The team.
Yeah, so it's bang, another one.
Pick a fan as well. Yeah, you come down, come on.
So you, when there's
get on and help.
Players can decide when there's a foul during extra time. The ref, they can say to the ref, you've got decisions. Either they have to lose a player for 60 seconds, you can gain a new player for 60 seconds, or you can have a free kick.
That is what the future will be like. We know what it's going to be like now.
We do know what it's going to be like.
It's terrifying, but we know what it's going to be like.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump. I reckon we go straight into snack game.
Okay, this has been long awaited.
This has been, right.
All right, okay.
So we a few weeks ago, we suggested that we would play a game.
I can't really remember why we got onto this.
No, I can't remember. Cassie was going to basically, well, this is the first venture, I would say, out into the
sorry, ASMR. Sorry if you can hear my carrier
bag. Yeah, the ASMR. Market that we're going down. So this could either be one part one on a podcast, or it could be part one on the new OnlyFans page of a Touchline Run podcast.
So I've bought a selection of snacks. Now, Steve, our co-host Steve and Mitch have let us down this week. So DJ Willie, you're going to have to play along.
I'm ready. Are you ready to play?
So I have a series of snacks.
I'm going to take my glasses
off. I am going to eat one piece of the snack. And you have to guess what it is. I'll give one. You can ask a question. Right, Luke, you'll have to shut your eyes because I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Wait. Hold it a second.
No one look at Cassie as she puts it in her mouth.
Wait.
Actually, I'll show the camera, okay? So you guys have got to have your...
Okay. Right. DJ Willie's in.
DJ Willie came in.
DJ Willie's in. Is DJ Willie out?
DJ Willie is
DJ
out.
Willie still inside?
I'm doing tech. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, okay, easy. Right. Pulled down.
Are you ready for this?
All right, I think
okay.
So.
First snack.
Okay. Right, okay. So this is how we're going to do it, okay? I'm going to write, me and Luke at the same time, I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
That is, I can't.
Well, no, you can't guess yet. You got to wait.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want another one?
Yes, please. Yes. We got two crunches.
Right, ready? I'll give you a clue.
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay. We can ask one question.
You can ask one question each.
Is it corn-based?
No.
Luke?
Okay, is it... Is it like a cracker-based crisp?
Wheat-based?
Yeah.
It's not wheat-based. It is a lunchbox favourite.
Okay, I'm gonna write down my answer.
Okay.
I've gone. I mean, I could have a couple.
Oh, it's banging.
I've gone.
All right.
Okay.
A lunchbox favorite. Okay. I think I got it. Yeah.
Come on.
Jelly.
No, go on. Luke, you'll go. What do you think it is?
Okay, I think it was a hula hoop.
Oh, it's a good guess. DJ Willie?
If you're gonna say lunchbox favorite, I'm gonna say Cadbury's finger.
I think I just ate a finger. You're both wrong.
Oh, what is it?
It was a quaver.
Mm. Oh, man.
The liquor.
That was banging. Right, we have another.
Okay, go on.
Okay, are you ready? Shut your eyes.
Eyes down.
Okay, ready?
I will shut mine, but I'd miss the buttons and it might not.
I'm trying to put it in my mouth. Hang on.
It's like you recognise the crunch because you only really hear the crunch from the perspective of inside your own
it's
head.
It's a solid crunch, this.
It is a solid crunch.
Could we get another crunch, please?
Yeah. You can.
All right.
Okay, that...
I think I know. That was a big crunch.
I think I'm going to go.
Okay, go on. What you got?
Do you want me to go first, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not want a question? Are you just going to go straight in?
Okay, here's my question. Would this snack, on the packaging for it, does it have cartoons or actual pictures?
It has a cartoon.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, right, we might be thinking on the same.
Has
it got multiple flavours, but none of them are necessarily the standard
yes.
crisps?
Okay, I've written down.
I'm excited. Okay, maybe you need to give me your guess at the same time, because okay. I think you might
Craig,
both have it.
Craig, you go first.
Who?
No, DJ Willie, you go first.
Thank you. I'm going to say Monster Munch.
I'm going to say Monster Munch.
Oh, you're both wrong. It's a Space Raider.
Oh. I love that we both said Monster Munch.
You were so close. Okay.
Space Raider.
To help you out, this is now a sweet snack.
Okay, right.
And then we've got a bonus round, okay?
Oh.
Right. Are you both looking away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not looking.
I'm in a different room,
okay,
so...
Okay, ready?
Turn my powers off.
Be ready for the crunch.
Okay. Oh.
So this is a sweet based one, is it?
This okay. is a sweet based one.
Right. Oh.
Can we get another crunch, please?
Hang on, I'm trying to swallow.
Wait.
Okay, very much like the last round, I'm writing my answer before I ask the question.
Okay. Do you want questions?
Can we have a third crunch?
I'll give you a third crunch. Ready?
Let me look away.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
Okay, so... Sweet based, is it chocolate based?
It is.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, alright, I reckon I got it.
Okay, come on then.
Okay, what's your first then? Luke, what do you think?
Luke first.
I think that might be a Malteser.
Malteser, yeah, that's what I think.
It's a Malteser!
Yeah!
I literally wrote the word Malteser.
Same. I honestly did.
That felt weird crunching it, because normally I suck it.
Yeah. You suck all the chocolate off.
Okay. Right.
And then the ball disintegrates.
It just disintegrates. It's so nice.
So what's the scores then?
It's one all.
So this is the bonus round. We might have to go to a tiebreaker, but we'll go for the bonus round. Now I'm going to give you a clue going in. This is a British snack. Might not necessarily be a crisp or a sweet, but it's a British snack.
British, okay.
Not a crisp.
Right. And I don't think it's going to be a crunch, so you've got to... You're going to be ready.
Right, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sorry, there was no texture.
Is it a package?
Did you do it, yeah. You sucked in cellophane. You've been licking the packs again, haven't you?
I was hoping there was some texture, but there's really not. Hang on, see if you can hear me chew him. Oh my god, I'm joking. Okay, that's all you get.
I can't, there's like no sound.
Okay,
okay.
Hang on. Right.
I believe it.
Can you smell it in there, Luke? Can you smell that fragrance?
There's no smell. There's no smell, DJ Willie. Can confirm.
So, a British snack. Okay, like, so. When you say British snack, now would you consider it a sweet or like a savoury snack?
It's a savoury snack.
British snack.
It's because you made the effort to say British snack up front. Like, got that right out in front.
So it didn't sound crunch. There was no crunch to it.
There's no crunch.
There was indeed no crunch.
So, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it is a meat snack.
It is a meat snack.
But a brand or a snack?
So is that your question?
It's
a snack.
All right, okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go for it.
All right, go on.
Let's go.
I'll give my answer first this time.
Yeah, go on.
I think a sausage roll.
I've gone scotch egg.
It's a scotch egg.
Ah.
I can't tell you how difficult it was trying to get noise out of that.
I can't believe you went into a shop, bought a scotch egg, and thought, that'll make a crunch.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. The woman at the corner shop, I went in. I also bought M&M's, wheat crunchies.
Wheat crunchies.
Oh, there you go. That's a good snack.
A Kinder egg.
Oh, imagine a Kinder.
She must have thought.
She choked on the top.
I was trying to think how I would do that. I was going to give it a little.
I did read a news article years ago, and there was a guy who was holding a Kinder egg up, and he said, "Man nearly chokes on child's sweet." And the quote was, "I didn't know there was a toy inside."
What'd he swallow it in one?
He went down in one.
But not the toy, the capsule with the toys.
He ate the whole, like a duck.
Yeah. You can imagine if he swallowed it, it's like the toy was in a little submarine doing a little mission inside a person's body.
So that's fantastic.
So somewhere this man had in his gullet,
yeah,
like a fucking statue of a golf-playing alligator.
I'm going to open this Kinder Egg now and see what's inside while we finish the show.
Okay. Have we got a bonus?
You can have a bonus
you
round
have
if you
a bonus,
want.
We have one
I've,
more.
I've just told you everything I've got, though. Actually,
go
you don't know which one I'm going to pick.
Okay, go. One more.
Right, last round.
All right,
DJ Willy loves his bonus, yeah.
Ready?
Okay, I know which one that is.
Oh, what? You could see it.
No, I can't see it. I'm looking down the other way.
Is it crisp-based?
I can't tell you because this is an easy round.
I reckon that's a sweet-based sort of snack, but it sounds multi-layered to me.
I've not had one of those things I've just put in my mouth for years.
Okay, I reckon she's gone wheat crunchy or M&M. I'm going to go M&M.
DJ Willy.
I'm going to go...
I'm just opening my Kinder Egg.
Can we get one more bag, please?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
I'm
looking
eyes. Away. Oh, I'm going to change it. I don't think that's an M&M anymore.
No, you fancy it, are you giving it?
No,
oh,
yeah,
fine.
Too late. Oh, this is exciting.
What's in the Kinder Egg? Do you want half a Kinder Egg?
Yeah. You whisper that, then. Quick, final crunch, and then I'll give an answer.
Okay, hang on, sorry, I've got to go in my car.
DJ Willy's very competitive. I didn't expect that. Okay, I think I know what it is. It's not a conventional one. All right, can I give you... So you said Malteser. I think it's one of those lentil-based hummus snacks. I think that's what it is, because it sounds like a shell.
I think Luke was going to get on the second attack. It's actually a wheat crunchy.
Wheat crunchy.
Crispy bacon flavour. What a fucking...
You've gone the right route, though, DJ Willy.
Right. Well done, Luke.
I've got so many bags of half-eaten snacks now.
That's fine. They won't be half-eaten for long.
half a scotch egg. I love that. I'm just going to open this toy while we finish up.
Yeah, fine. Right, DJ Willy. No more for anymore, is there?
We can have a listen to who's on the phone this week if you want.
Oh, yeah, we got
who's on the phone.
All right, then. Here we go.
Who's on the phone?
So every week we play Who's on the Phone at a time like this. There is somebody on a really old phone. The signal is terrible, but you've got to try and guess who it is on the phone. We heard last week's little sound, but we're going to hear a different sound this week. So can you please try and guess who's on the phone?
We did, yeah. It was weird. I mean, obviously I came back from my first season very disappointed about not winning the championship. And all I really wanted was to go on holiday and not think about football. But we still had a game.
Who's on a phone?
Disappointed at not winning the championship.
I thought last week it was someone Irish. I now think it may be someone from more European variety. Maybe Scandinavia. Mm. I don't... It sounds like a voice I've heard before, so I'm going to say Peter Schmeichel.
Well done, Luke. Yeah! You guessed correctly. Oh. Who is on the phone? Well done, Luke.
I would give you my Kinder Egg toy, but apparently you've got to be a space genius to put them together nowadays.
Oh, they don't make them easy. I can't believe I've just picked Peter Schmeichel.
I can't believe you've ruined our game. That's despicable. Let's finish up with comment of the week, shall we?
Yeah, comment of the week. This is going to... Yeah, DJ Willie, can we just get a random comment of the week?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Comment of the week!
That was anticlimactic. Thank you, DJ Willie.
They all made weird noises.
Comment of the week this week goes to Jake Sparks on TikTok, who comments, "BTech Talksport, not everybody needs a podcast, lads."
Shout out. We're actually going to put that on all of our social media because we love that.
Yeah. Right, DJ Willie, take us out.
Cheers, guys.
Are you done? Is that it?
Yeah,
we're done, man.
All right, well, see you then. You caught me off guard.
Fantastic. This Kinder Egg is banging.
What's inside it?
It's like a little troll thing.
Oh, wait, can we guess? Damn it.